he got a response, but wasn't actually asking for it directly. So,
I asked a yes-no question.
Some of you gave me yes-no answers, and I had a chance to do something, demonstrate something. Very subtle, very small, very specific. Did you see any of these things I was doing? Did you watch what I was doing?
With people?
Yes.
You're asking the question?
Yeah.
This time?
Yeah, I did. Okay, good.
This time?
And before. And have you been watching us teach or train and coach and present for the past roughly 9.5, 10 days? Yes, you have, indeed. And every time you've said yes, I have glanced at your left shoulders. Boy, it'd be really, really difficult for me to track every single separate anchor for every single person if I was doing it differently for each person. So I just happen to choose to anchor yes to your left shoulder, my right. And when you say no, I glance to your right shoulder, my left side of your face. It's very subtle. I mean, would you notice something as subtle as this? No. Now, is it possible that that's so damn subtle that it doesn't make any difference anyway? Yes, it is. And yet, might with my intention to do that specific thing also cause other things in my behavior? Could be. Maybe my tonality might affect that. Many things can affect these anchors. And in and of themselves, they may not be effective if I looked at that one behavior. So it's always a combination of the precision with which we behave, as well as somebody's openness.
But I'm curious why you would do that, and what's the intent?
Well, it might be useful for me to get to condition and recognize what you do when you think yes and what you do when you think no, naturally, and to capture those responses such that later on, if I ask you a question to which you don't necessarily know the answer, and I might want to lead you in a certain direction.
Just look at the shoulder.
Right. If I ask you a question to which the answer is going to be no, and you're leaning towards a no, and I like leaning heavily towards a no, and if you see me glance at the opposite shoulder, is that enough to change your mind? I'm handing you an answer here. The answer is no, it's not, in the vast majority of cases. Unless one's trust in what they're hearing significantly overshadows one's doubt about their own stuff. But if you have a strong internal frame of reference, a strong opinion about something, I can't sway that with a simple glance of the shoulder. It doesn't work that way. So I'm pointing out that precision counts.
He's also systematizing his behavior so that he's consistent. He's also making an opportunity of going, whenever I notice someone saying yes, I'm going to do this. Whenever I notice someone saying no, I'm going to do that. Whenever I notice somebody saying yes, I'm going to do this, then whether he misses or doesn't miss, every opportunity is for him to be able to systematize this, to draw his attention, is to organize his behaviors around certain things so that as he builds things in and or as he anchors you, he can utilize them more cleanly in the future. It's both for you as well as for him. For us to get cleaner and more discriminating and more distinct about what we're doing instead of always just mixing things together. In other words, if you wish things to be kept separate, this is one of the ways that you do it, so that whenever or with whomever you might want to later do something else, you can then come back because you have discrete different places or discrete different decisions or discrete different answers or discrete different behaviors separated out for them as well as for your own behaviors. So like when he did that thing, it becomes listening. The more he can do that, there are times when that is like an on thing versus an off thing. Does that make sense? As opposed to just accidentally doing it, it's a way of organizing, it's a way of being systematic, it's a way of being crisp, it's a way of being cleaner. So it serves multiple functions. Can you imagine yourself doing that and being more precise?
I wonder if you can.